Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hey there, it's Susan Winter. Welcome back to my channel. Thank you so much, my wonderful, wonderful, fabulous subscribers and the people that join me on YouTube on Thursdays. Thank you so much, all of you. And if you're not a subscriber yet, but you like what you hear, please press the little button to subscribe and put on the bell so you know when I have a new video coming up. I understand dating is a bit of business nowadays, and I want to help you have the most pleasurable, wonderful, and positive experience with a great outcome. And in order to do that, I want to help you with four tips to see if they're worth you dating them. Are they worth your time? And this isn't a brutal commentary on human nature. It's just, I'm more concerned about your mental health and your well-being. If you've got all the time in the world, and I know many people that are young, they do have time. You've got time to go down dead ends and go exploring and go off-road into things that maybe will work out, but maybe won't. But if you are battle-weary and you're getting disillusioned, and half of you is like, I might just need to take a massive time out of dating altogether if this is the kind of stuff I'm getting, let me go over four filters that you should be constantly having on your radar as you filter through who is a potential person that is worth your time. Because everybody, this one life that we have, we don't get these minutes back. And if your time has been more spent recently in anxiety, confusion, frustration, feeling badly, hopelessness about dating in general, let's apply the cure today. So I've written down the notes for myself, but I do know. And one are the qualities of the person. Now, this is not the list, like they've got to look like this, they've got to have that. It's not the list, the internal qualities. And the reason I'm talking about that is you can't jam that into a person. You can't get a beautiful container that you like and just jam in. They're a really fine person. They're ethical, they're kind, they're honest. Every quality that you want to experience, I urge you to make that list. Must have, thoughtful, kind, whatever, monogamous, wants a relationship. You start with those qualities. Now, here's the amazing thing. Your mind is only going to see and focus on those people who match that profile. And of those people, you will only choose the ones that are agreeable to you, okay? But it might be a slow burn. So let that person that has the qualities, give them a date or two. Because the real person may not come in the shiny package that you expected. Not that they're unattractive, but they may come in a different box. So many of my clients have said, you know, I was all about this type of person. This was the kind of woman I wanted. She was great. And then Claire was brunette and shorter, and I'd had these big, tall blondes or whatever. But she was the one. And I needed to really look at who she was to realize, and now she's the most beautiful woman in the world to me. So start with the qualities. That's number one. And number two, how do you feel when you're with them? So this is part of the exploration of dating together, but the question is, how do you feel? Because remember, if you've forgotten, you're dating and you're dating and looking for a relationship because you want to feel safe and good and connected and adored and appreciated. You don't want to feel anxious walking on eggshells and trying to prove yourself and hoping they like you and accept you. You're looking to feel comfortable and relaxed, excited, hopeful, curious, but safe. And if you are feeling that when you are in their company, that is a good sign. All right? That's my number two sign. Number three, People don't talk about this, and they really, really should. The person's disposition. And this makes an enormous factor on this is the color, the timbre of the quality of relationship you will have. Do you have a happy individual? Are they inherently like funny, thoughtful? Are they inherently easy to get along with? Or are you constantly batting, you know, with each other? Because you don't want that kind of a personality. Do they diffuse you? Do they ignite you? If they have a disposition, whatever it is, maybe you like somebody with a little slap back and you like somebody that challenges you, and maybe that's your thing. Do they have that disposition and the balance? Because at the end of the day, getting to conflict resolution means that their disposition works with yours. You have to have dispositions that blend. You can be opposites. Oftentimes that happens in a relationship. I keep saying to my people, you know, if you put you and your partner in a blender, you'd be perfect. You're way over here, they're way over here. That's part of nature's way of attraction, asking you to come to a more center point in your personality, like the extreme person that cleans and the person that lives in the moment and doesn't even notice. Oftentimes, one person needs to lighten up a little bit and enjoy the pleasures of life and not be so OCD, and the other person needs to be a little bit more structured and on point. But if they are too far apart in disposition, it's not going to work. So the character, the way that you relate to them, how they communicate with you, the disposition, are they volatile or are they predictable in their behavior? Are they measured in their responses? These are things you have to consider because they do affect the ability for you to continue with this person. And if you find that their disposition agrees with your disposition, then they are worth your time. And the last thing is lifestyle. Now, please don't think that this is a superficial requirement. It has a lot to do with how you're really, really going to be able to meld. Because if you are a city person and you need activity and stimulation, and you've found this wonderful, wonderful person that you love and they're great, but they are so removed and country and don't want to come into the city and don't want to do things with you, and you're very social and they're very reclusive, you have some challenges in front of you. I'm not saying it's impossible, but your lifestyle is completely different. The only thing that would allow for this kind of extreme difference to work is if your end goals are the same. So again, sometimes in the balance, you can have one person who's way over here and one person who's way over there. One person can be extremely social and their partner just chooses to be a little bit more reclusive. As long as the lifestyle that they are living together is agreeable, do they travel? Do they have a home that's nice? Do they want the same kinds of things? So these are very important considerations, the lifestyle you're going to have. And many times, what ends up breaking up a relationship is that two people begin wanting the same goals in life. Their values and goals are aligned, and how they see their day-to-day functionality, which is lifestyle they're living, the lifestyle they want, while they are aiming to achieve that lifestyle or maintain that lifestyle. If one or the other deviates greatly from that, then there's no longer a match. So you need to know if this is something that's workable. One aspect of lifestyle is actually the growth mindset, meaning underneath your lifestyle, however it looks to the physical world, you and your partner have the ability to grow together and negotiate and transform your relationship as you both grow. But to have the underpinnings of the value system going in the same direction, wanting the same goals, seeking out the same lifestyle, these are positive factors that would make your time exploring the possibility of a relationship with somebody valuable. We don't want to waste time going down dead-end roads that will eventually erode your confidence or your self-esteem or, God forbid, your faith in humanity, all right? We want you to be on target, to have a pleasurable experience. So why not set yourself up, tee yourself up for a great shot, and give yourself the possibility of meeting somebody extraordinary because you have filtered in the four qualities, the qualities that you're looking for internally, how they make you feel when you're with them, their inherent disposition and how that affects you, and the lifestyle that the two of you have agreed upon to have and to maintain. So if you like this, please subscribe. If you want a coaching session, go to susanwinter.net. Also go to my shop page, check out my different items. I have the Dating Games Guide, which is an easy access for all of my material driven by AI that brings you right to the conversation you need to have if there's something you don't understand. Also, Older Women, Younger Men Dating Guide, same thing. Every bit of material I have, every answer you need at the exact time count. And again, of course, my sessions in person, wherever I am in the world, or via Zoom and a cell phone. Thank you, everybody.